Well, hello and welcome to our Science Talks program with Isagenics. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host. It's great to have everybody listening in today. Super excited about today's topic as it's going to be about the bedtime belly buster. What a crazy name. Seriously, this has been something that has been around for many, many years. If you've not heard of it, oh, stay tuned, because this is going to be a really fun podcast, very informative, and maybe it's something that you want to start incorporating into your regime. But I will tell you this, that this bedtime belly buster recently has, it's been such a movement that we sold out of a product in particular. Sarah's got some updates. Sarah Richter is actually with us, and she's going to be talking about the history and how you make this little concoction, the science behind it, all kinds of things. And if you listen in frequently, you know that she's the product education manager in our science department. She spends her days poring over scientific research when it comes to health, nutrition, well-being. She pours into our blog, isagenicshealth.net, all the time. You see her at events, training. So we're just excited to have you with us again today. Sarah, welcome.
Well, thank you, Kirsty. Always happy to be here.
Great to have you back. And you were just on a couple weeks ago, which is exciting. Now, the bedtime belly buster is... this is like a serious thing right now. I mean, it's been a big deal for a really long time, but it kind of ebbs and flows based on people's needs for it. So maybe you can share with everybody what the bedtime belly buster is.
Yes. And, you know, I mean, I consider the bedtime belly buster, it's a phenomenon. It's an mm-hmm. isogenic phenomenon. And it's really an interesting, the story of it and how it's come to be. And the real relevance that it really does have. And I'm not sure of the exact year, but sometime in, you know, probably, I don't know, whenever I'm, the date that we launched Isopro, ever since we've had Isopro, teams in the field, actually, and I do believe our very beloved Susan Sly, it was her team that started this protocol of having Isopro and a few other things, Isagenix products, making a concoction, having it before bed. And we're taking pictures of their bellies along with their weight loss journey. You know, everyone's on a Isagenix weight loss system solution, but trying this little thing before they go to bed, the Isopro and other ingredients resulted in, you know, their belly becoming flatter. So that's really where it got its name, the bedtime belly buster, because everybody would be taking the before and after pictures. And that's what it is. It's having the Isopro before bed. So that was, you know, years ago, and now it's still with us. It's Isagenix wide, obviously, as we all can see. And it's really become something. And also too, it has forced us on the science team, even though we've always been aware of it, really to take a better look at the science behind it. Why, you know, again, going back to the relevance of it, and there is some pretty good support for it. So that's why we've, you know, fully embraced it and continue to market it and, you know, write about it and talk about it. And then, here, you know, here we are today, and it's causing Isopro to sell out. So obviously, you know, going back to it, really is an Isagenix phenomenon, the mm-hmm. bedtime belly buster.
Yeah. Well, okay. So we're talking mid-2000s for Isopro. And
yeah, you probably know better than I do.
Yeah. And originally, when we first used to make this, we would do it with the calcium, the isocalcium, which isn't yes. a part of our line anymore. But people were doing like one scoop of calcium with the Isopro with ice and water, and I'm not kidding. It was like a whipped strawberry cream deliciousness before bed. And because one scoop of Isopro is 18 grams of protein, undenatured, incredible, beautiful protein, correct?
Right, exactly. My mm-hmm. protein concentrate, 18 grams per scoop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, okay, mm-hmm. So now share with everybody how people are making it today. What are some of the varying recipes that people are whipping up today?
Right. And so the main component always with the bedtime belly buster is the Isopro. That is your anchor, no matter mm-hmm. what. And that's really, you know, where the most science and relevance is too, which we'll talk about in a minute. So Isopro is your main thing. And as far as whether it's one scoop or two, I would say, depending on who you are, right? Mm-hmm. You know, smaller, medium-sized women, probably one scoop is good. Maybe larger men or somebody who has more muscle mass and they're working out, right? So they probably would maybe do two scoops. It's really up to the person. So Isopro is your main thing. And then, yes, as you mentioned, isocalcium was part of it. Now today, I think a good recipe that we've zeroed in on is fruits or greens. Fruits or greens are great before bed because of the antioxidants. From those, you know, powdered fruit and vegetable and herbal extracts. So that's great, as well as with your sleep support. But then there's, people who know me, I'm always up for customization and personalization. So, you know, fruits and or Ionic Supreme, especially if, you know, for those people who have Ionic Supreme before they go to bed anyway, I think that's a viable add-in. Same thing with cleanse. Sometimes we even cleanse for life or nourish for life or, you know, for those of our listeners who might be in other markets, having that with the Isopro before bed, I think that could even work as well. So really it's Isopro and then you choose what is your add-in. You know, there is some flexibility for it.
You know, it's really good. Is Replenish. Replenish Orange in there. Oh my gosh. The juicy orange in with the creaminess of the whey protein. It's like an orange creamsicle. It's so yummy. Okay, so let's actually get into the science behind this, because you said this is this forced the R&D department to be like, okay, what is going on scientifically in the body that would make, you know, the bedtime belly buster kind of validate the bedtime belly buster when it comes to somebody's health regime. So what's happening in the body?
Yeah. And, you know, to be honest, when I first, started studying it, looking into the research, you see mostly protein before bed is usually in for muscle maintenance, either for muscle recovery or muscle building and in active, athletic adults. So, you know, I was always under the assumption, well, if you're working out, it's probably really good. But now, really, more science is coming out. And also, if you just think about protein and what protein's shown to be beneficial for in weight loss, it makes a lot of sense that even going for weight loss, the bedtime belly buster is going to, you know, support that. So, and for one, actually, a new study we just saw was actually in sleep, showing that protein before bed. Because here's the thing, when you're reducing your calories following a weight loss protocol, it can be sometimes hard to fall asleep at night. And the study showed that protein before bed actually helps subjects fall asleep, right, and kind of overcome that. So, you know, it can better support sleep. Also, too, it's important to remember that for some people, and especially if you go back to, I'm glad you mentioned, the original recipe of the Isopro with the isocalcium, isocalcium was delicious. So it was, you know, kind of a sweet, maybe taking the place of a other dessert or higher calorie, you know, sweet that some people may be in the habit of having. So that's another reason why I can support that. And then, you know, also too, though, there definitely is, you know, protein we know supports metabolism and, you know, it's thermogenic. So obviously just increasing protein anywhere throughout your day can help support that. So having it before bed is another option. Another thing too, I'd point out is that even on Isagenix, clinical research, the Skidmore College study with the weight loss and long-term weight maintenance, part of the protocol during the weight loss was an Isopro, but it was having an isoline bar, or basically protein, that protein before bed. Not to say that was the, you know, the protein before bed caused the results of the study. Of course, it was the overall system. But again, just providing a little bit more support that, yeah, there is something to protein before bed when you're reducing your calories and trying to lose weight. So it really, I mean, it's kind of a win-win for all, because again, if you're working out, there is definitely support for having protein before you go to bed to help with that muscle protein synthesis overnight. So both sides, you know, the performance as well as the weight loss, it's definitely something to consider for a lot of people.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's so funny. Social media has been huge on this. This is what caused Isagenix to have a huge sellout on Isopro. But now, as of today, the recording of this podcast, it is back in stock, correct? Yeah. Okay.
Yep,
all right.
Back.
So go crazy. Go crazy. I, you know, when we talk about the how satiating this bedtime belly buster drink is, or a little deliciousness in a cup, it is huge. And especially going back to what you said, when people have that sweet tooth at night, instead of going for the ice cream or something, I mean, to whip this up with lots of ice and make it into as thick as an ice cream with your magic bullet, it's delicious. delicious. We love it. Yeah. So, right. Okay. And then also too, let's talk a little bit about Isoflush in conjunction with this too, because Isoflush is what we consider a nightstand product. It's something you take right before bed. So is this, does this complement the BBB?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, yeah, the Isoflush is typically taken for bedtime or at night. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, magnesium is known to support restfulness and as well as, you know, function of the body overnight. So absolutely, it's a great add-in to be taking your Isoflush as well. And yeah, there actually, I'd love to see a study on protein combined with that magnesium, because if they're supporting better sleep and restfulness, that could be really good. I mean, and also to remember, sleep is a huge part of weight loss. That's another thing. So if you can sleep better, then you're going to better support weight loss. So yeah, no, absolutely. Isoflush should be part of the nightly regimen.
It's fantastic. Just recently over Memorial Day, there was a huge push for it. I mean, thousands of people kind of jumped on the bandwagon, got their products, their supplements in hand, and did the bedtime belly buster, and people had great results. So, but what you said something a little bit earlier, I mean, as amazing as the bedtime belly buster is, this is not just the end all here, but it's a great addition, right? Sarah, speak on this a little
bit. Exactly. Exactly. Yes. I do want to be, you know, very clear in that the bedtime belly buster is not a magic bullet. It's not a, you know, one product and you're done. You don't have to think anything more about your weight loss. You know, if you're trying to lose weight, what your other lifestyle factors, it definitely should be part of an overall protocol. And also too, you know, hey, if you've had a day where you've over consumed your calories, you've eaten some big meals, should you be having the bedtime belly buster too every day? No, right? This is definitely for when you're, you know, eating clean otherwise, you're on a weight loss, weight maintenance journey, or you're trying to support your muscle mass, you're eating good and healthy, which that's what we do at Isogenics, is we provide healthy eating tools. So this is just another tool, and it goes so great with the system. But yes, it's always too important to remember the results come from the system, not just this bedtime belly buster. But it is a great way. I mean, of course, it's so catchy. It's a great way to attract people and, you know, bring them into the Isogenics lifestyle. But then, yes, we want, it should be a system approach.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for coming on, sharing a little bit about what all of this is. And now everybody's in the know and can take advantage of this and put it to the test, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Always, always happy to be helping here.
All right. Well, thanks again, Sarah. And everybody listening in, thanks for being with us. And definitely, if you've not tried this, try it. Let us know what you think. Let us know what happens and how you feel. And of course, make sure that everybody knows where to find these podcasts. They're so incredible. Lots of science and information. Go to isogenicspodcast.com. Let your people know they can subscribe to these for free and download them, take them on the go with them, no matter where they're at around the globe, and learn and have some fun. And until next time, everyone, best of health. Take care. Bye-bye. Earning levels for Isogenics independent associates appearing on this podcast substantially exceed the average results achieved by all associates during the same time periods and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements depend on many factors, including the individual associate's business and networking skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, work habits, and other abilities. For average earnings, please see the Isogenics Independent Associate Earnings Statement found at www.isogenicsearnings.com. That's www.isogenicsearnings.com.